my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Friday, February 21st, 2025 edition. You're Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line in this hour every Friday, Pastor Chatfield comes with a history lesson, sometimes relating to U.S. history, sometimes the Bible. It's always, always relevant to current events. What do you have for us this morning, sir?
Okay, so today I wanted to compare modern economic theory. Actually, where I started with this was I was going to, and maybe we'll get to the New Deal. And I was going to say, but maybe we'll get to this. I've never seen such a turnaround, change of direction in a government since 1933 on a federal level today. There's never been such a change in my
now. 1933. That's right after the Depression.
Yeah, that's right when FDR takes office and the New Deal comes into being.
Oh yeah,
69 new programs, federal programs, many of which are still in existence. A lot of them, and now we're seeing something where the government is taking a completely new direction. Almost unheard of. But that's true. But then I want to say, okay, well, what happened in the New Deal? So I want to compare economic theories here and two people that I would think that everybody should be familiar with. Okay. One is Adam Smith. Adam Smith wrote the book, The Wealth of Nations. It was pretty much what the founding fathers of our country believed. It was a new book at that time. He died just about the time our country was being founded, Adam Smith. And Adam Smith believed in something called the invisible hand. In other words, if everybody works for themselves in self-interest, in the division of labor, in an economic system, prosperity comes for everybody, or to the greatest amount of people possible. He rejected government interference. He was a limited government guy. You know, we're supposed to have laws that like liberty and property, and then basically everybody is kind of on their own. It's freedom. It is, I will call it what George Washington called something. He said, enlightened self-interest for themselves. And if everybody works for themselves and are basically honest and other people's freedoms are protected, everybody prospers. That's kind of the general rule. Here's what he said, Adam Smith. He said, he generally, indeed, neither intends to promote the public interest nor knows how much he is promoting it. I'm talking about individuals working for themselves, working hard. They're doing it for themselves and for their families. By preferring the support of domestic to that of foreign industry, he intends only his own security. And by directing that industry or that hard work in such a manner as its produce, that its produce may be of the greatest value, he intends only his own gain. And he is in this, as in many other cases, led by an invisible hand to promote an end which was not part of his intention. In other words, we have all these people in America or any country. They're working hard for themselves. The first priority is their own self-interest, their family's self-interest. And when everybody works like that, it benefits everybody, not just the individual.
Got it. Good spot for a break. History Lesson with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. Let that feeling
grab. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking with Pastor Chatfield this morning about the economic theories, financial direction of the country from a historical point of view. Back 1933, the Great New Deal with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and 69, you said 69 new federal programs?
Correct. A lot of them still in existence. Federal Housing Administration, FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Social Security Administration. The direction of the country was really changed with FDR, and it's never come back. His economic theories were based on academic, not Adam Smith went and observed, and he was smart. He wasn't exactly what I would call an academic. And again, Adam Smith believed in something called the invisible hand. Everybody works for themselves. Now, as a Christian Baptist pastor, let me say, Jesus taught love your neighbors yourself. It's assumed that everybody loves themselves. It's assumed that everybody will work hard for themselves and for others. But we're supposed to look on every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Our goal is to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. But that whole notion of loving your neighbor as yourself is based on the assumption that you do indeed love yourself, and you do. And so let's have freedom so that people can work hard. Everybody works hardest when they work for themselves. The Bible says, he that laboreth, labor for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. Everybody has their own interests, their own personal self-interest. Everybody does. Now, the Lord teaches us that let's look at others and try to love them the way we love ourselves. And that's our goal. But we never attain unto it. We never get there, but we're trying. We're trying to love the Lord more and love each other more. But freedom works. When the crash came in 1929, and then was followed by the Great Depression, basically everybody wanted the government to do something. Now, this Howard Maynard Keynes, he was an English economist, and he's known as the father of macroeconomics. Oh, how can we make this work? How can we pull people out of our country out of this Great Depression? And Roosevelt hired a bunch of academics, theorists, not business people, theorists, that they thought that they could figure things out. It was a change of direction. He thought, okay, government should increase spending during recessions and or depressions to create jobs and boost consumer buying power. In other words, pass out money. Just pass out money in a way. I mean, they view that, Keynesian economists view it that we're like priming the pump in a well. Like there's no water in the well, you pour water down the well, you prime it, now you start pumping and everything starts moving. So let's go ahead, let's create a whole big bunch of new government agencies, let's spend money, they didn't look at deficit spending as a bad thing, it's a good thing, we're priming the pump. This is, in essence, the same thing as what Barack Obama's advisor would call quantitative easing, and we're still doing it. It's quantitative easing. Okay, remember the Great Recession that happened in 2008?
Yeah.
We're just going to start spending money. And then by spending money, we're going to keep the economy moving. Shovel ready. Shovel ready jobs. Remember that phrase?
Oh, yeah. Projects, yeah. Ready to go.
But there wasn't, the shovel wasn't really ready, and they just threw money around. They just, and remember, we all got checks in the mail, and I shouldn't say that. I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of money spent. I remember right here in Pelston, they built new streetlights and new sidewalks, and a whole bunch of new things happened in Pelston, Michigan.
Yep.
Just money from the government, just to kind of keep the economy going. So the government is going to spend money. We're going to lower interest rates, let people borrow more money, and it'll be better. I mean, so these ideas, I don't think they were called Keynesian economics during Roosevelt's tenure, but this whole theory, this is what was coming up. So now, basically, everybody is like this. Almost every American is. If there's a gigantic financial collapse somewhere, everybody expects the government to do something. You know, the government's going to come in to rescue you. Yeah, well, we're already $36 trillion in debt, or whatever we are. How far are we in debt? Is that what
36? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're just going to go spend more money that we don't have. We're just going to spend it. And things, when you look around our country, things seem to be going okay. We're $36 trillion in debt. And, the roads are still getting plowed and still have high school basketball games to go to. And TV still works, I guess. Everything is good.
Right.
and so we think that that's the way it is, not believing that eventually, someday, you're going to have to pay the piper here. That you can't spend money that you don't have forever. So those are the two, sets of economic theories. Now, the Trump administration now is radically, quickly cutting things. No, we're not going to do. Listen, we're not going to balance the budget this year. But, I wouldn't have believed if you'd have told me all the things happening now, Randy. If you'd have told me, and you did tell me a lot of things were going to happen, I would say, well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
But if you'd have told me this 4 months ago, I would have said, I don't believe it. I don't think it's going to happen.
But a lot of this, though, that I'm seeing happening is obviously the 4 years that Biden was occupying the Oval Office. Donald Trump and his team obviously sat down and worked on this plan. I mean, this didn't just happen. I mean, he's been in office a month, January 20th to yesterday, 1 month, and all the things happening, including looking at all of his confirmation of his cabinet, Cash Patel, FBI director, last night. Now, the things that are happening in unison between these departments, Bondi, the attorney general, working with Cash Patel, working with Kristi Noem of Homeland Security. I mean, it's just amazing how this is all coming together so quickly. Obviously, they had this all planned out.
Maybe so. You might be, I'm not going to argue with you because I do not know. I've never seen such a thing happen. Now, we are trying to cut back. Now, I know there's, I don't know if you've heard this. I think I've heard this correctly, that they're, what are we going to do with all these cuts? And now there's a plan of just sending some money back to the taxpayers. Is that correct?
Yeah. Elon Musk at the CPAC event yesterday had a big customized, huge, long chainsaw that he brought out as a prop and was waving it around to people, and they were going crazy. He said that based on the amount of money that they're going to save, there is discussion now with President Trump and also Speaker Mike Johnson, who is at CPAC as well. 20% of the savings, Donald Trump is going to sign a check to every adult citizen in the United States of $5,000. Here's 20% of what we saved the taxpayers. Here's the money. Go spend it. Put it in the bank for retirement. Buy some new stuff, whatever it is you want. Here it is, because this is just from 20% of the savings we've been able to cut out of federal spending for this calendar fiscal year. And the crowd just went nuts. 20% would go to directly paying down the debt. Directly. Here's a lump sum payment toward the debt. All of our people holding our debt out there would get a check from Donald Trump as well. The remaining 60%, they will continue to fix other bureaucratic agencies and put it back into finding even more savings. Kind of like research and development. Here's the money. Let's go after this department. Let's go after that department. I mean, this is radical compared to, like you're saying, FDR back in 1933.
It is comparable. because FDR was expanding government, and this is slashing government. Never seen anything like it.
Yes, exactly. And the other part of that too, and from a historical perspective, I mean, somewhat in his defense, not justifying any of it, but what I'm saying, the country had just gone through this massive depression. I mean, things were really, really bad. Did it initially start out small and then grow bigger over the years, or was it big right from the beginning? Because I obviously don't know that history.
Well, the plan was big. It was big, they sold it that this was a temporary, but it wasn't temporary. It's very difficult. It's very easy to expand services and expand government. It's very difficult to cut. You know, there's somebody in my church that had a federal job that just lost it immediately and was given 2 hours. Hey, we have to make cuts. I'm not going to tell you who it was. We have to make cuts.
Yep.
Boom. Evidently, the Trump administration sent their secretaries to every one of the departments, say, and it's filtered down the line that somebody that was a good worker now has lost their job.
Yeah.
Now and they say, well, I support President Trump, but man, I didn't know I was lose my job over this. See, real people lose their jobs over this.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, that's just the way it is. And not a good time to be relatively new working for the federal government.
Yeah,
there's lots of people going to lose their jobs.
Yeah. Well, my daughter works for University of Michigan Ann Arbor Medical Department. And because of the freezes and the cuts and all the things that are coming to Michigan, they had an in-person meeting. They've all been working from home ever since COVID, never going into the office. They gave up their offices. They surrendered their rent, their space, their desk, everything a couple years ago. They've been working from home. They were so freaked out about it, they actually called an in-person meeting at the main office at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, and all these department heads and employees showed up. And man, they were just whining and crying and like, we're going to have to cut this, we're going to have to cut that, we're going to have to cut this, we're going to have to cut that. And my daughter, being a fiscal conservative, kind of like me, she's just sitting there with a big smile on her face because she's very safe. She does services for them that they can't replace. And she's laughing because all these department heads, bosses above her, are going to lose their jobs. She's not going to lose hers. And honestly, she said, I almost hope they did because I can go to the private sector and make even more than what I'm doing for these guys. But it was so amazing, the reaction to it. And it is happening all across the country, all across the state of Michigan. Didn't realize it would even affect a federal employee up here in tiny northern Michigan.
Yes. I think it's happening in every single agency. Word's coming down. We're making cuts here.
And, yep.
The person I'm thinking of, it's not their fault, obviously.
No. Nope.
But it is what it is. The only way to make things happen, and I think Elon Musk reminds me of you in a way. He's a little richer than you are, but nevertheless.
Oh, a lot richer.
I mean, if you're going to go, man, you're going to go big. And they're going big.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
Absolutely. We're going to continue the conversation after the bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck Arandy. He's Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering